Hello and welcome to a new Artsy World session. The artwork I've chosen to present to you today is a painting by British artist Damien Hirst and is called Suicide Bomb Aftermath, Baghdad 2004-2005. The scene takes place in Baghdad, Iraq in 2004. In order to understand this painting better, let me give you some information concerning Iraq's situation when the scene took place. In 2004, the US military interfered in Iraq under the presidency of George W. Bush. The main reason for interfering was to overthrow the dictator Saddam Hussein under the pretense that he was making weapons of mass destruction, such as biochemical weapons. It later turned out that these samples had been made up by the Americans and the British. After these happenings, Iraq had no more stable government, and conflicts between Shiites and Sunnis emerged, which involved the use of bombs. The scene takes place during the second Fallujah battle on the western side of Baghdad, during which the US air troops struck the city, which led to the destruction of surrounding buildings and the injury and death of several pedestrians. Sounds terrifying, doesn't it? The first thing that catches our attention when we look at the painting is an elderly man. He's covered in ashes that make him look pale. He's wearing a long tunic that is stained by blood around his neck and at his lower knee. The man's eyes look lifeless and empty. He's carried by a group of men in blue uniforms. In the background, another man is to be seen, covering his mouth with a scarf. The buildings around them have been demolished, only parts are left standing. The first time you look at the painting, your eyes are following a specific path. We are first attracted to the white color of the man's tunic. Our gaze then moves up to the bloody stain, to then sweep around him to take in the other characters. We are struck by the injured man's appearance. The body looks stiff and bloodless, as if it had turned into a statue. The first time I saw this painting was shortly after the terrorist attacks in Paris on November 13, 2015. The painting was like a visual representation of what I had imagined the victims of the Paris attacks to look like afterwards. What's even more striking is the fact that this painting derives from a real photograph retaken during the second Fallujah battle in Iraq. We can therefore assume that the artist means to denounce the US's intervention in Iraq, which harmed innocent people. However, the title, A Suicide Bomber, is hinting at an explosion by a local terrorist group. To me, the artist shows that terrorism is a worldwide phenomenon which affects not only the West, but also Arabic countries, and that it is important to mention that.